AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Los Angeles, some progress reported in slowing wildfires that have killed five people and ravaged communities from the Pacific Coast to Pasadena.
What we have seen
in Vice President Kamala Harris
is apocalyptic in terms of the nature of it and the unprecedented nature of it as well. And what we are seeing is a situation that is extremely dynamic. It is very much in play, and to some degree unpredictable, because we are literally waiting to see which way the wind blows.
Meanwhile, Donna Warder reports.
President-elect Donald Trump is lashing out at California Governor Gavin Newsom for what Trump says is a poor handling of the wildfire crisis across Los Angeles.
What's happened is a tragedy, and the governor has not done a good job. With that being said, I got along well with him when he was governor. We worked together very well, and we would work together. I guess it looks like we're going to be the one having to rebuild it.
Trump claims that California is sending millions of gallons of water from the northern part of the state into the Pacific Ocean. Meanwhile, more than 180,000 people are under evacuation orders, and the fires have consumed more than 45 square miles. Donna Warder, Washington.
Expected, but Vice President-elect J.D. Vance is resigning his Senate seat effective Friday. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine will appoint a successor. In Washington, a state funeral for President Jimmy Carter. Sagar Magani reports all living former presidents on hand.
At Washington National Cathedral, Barack Obama and Donald Trump smiled while chatting. George W. Bush and Bill Clinton were a few seats away. Their wives, except Michelle Obama, were there as well. Trump watched as Vice President Harris entered, 2 months after beating her in the presidential race.
Carter being buried alongside wife Rosalynn Carter in Plains, Georgia. This is AP News. Gethin Coolbaugh has the latest news from the NFL.
The Raiders have fired general manager Tom Telesco just 1 year after he was hired, part of a house cleaning following a 4-13 season, which also included the dismissal of coach Antonio Pierce on Tuesday. Frank Wycheck, the NFL tight end best known for throwing the lateral that started the Music City Miracle and launched the Titans' run to the franchise's lone Super Bowl appearance, had stage 3 chronic traumatic encephalopathy when he died in December 2023 at his Chattanooga home. His family announced the diagnosis Thursday. Elsewhere, Ravens wideout Zay Flowers will miss this weekend's playoff game against the Steelers with a knee injury he suffered during the regular season finale, and the agent of Dolphins star wideout Tyreek Hill says he is still committed to the team despite his comments suggesting otherwise, and says Hill played the 2024 season with a broken wrist. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.